Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Assalamu alaikum, Professor.
Alaikum assalam.
We have been talking about dignity in relation to parents and children. Now, we have some audience questions wherein there are mostly mothers. There's a mother who says that I often have fights with my husband just because he either screams or beats my son in front of guests. So I would want you to have some advices for him.
So this is a very pertinent question regarding the maintenance of dignity of each other, especially the parents. So one thing which is important to make us, and we should understand that if we're to, the way we behave in between ourselves as parents, as spouses, as partners in front of our children, they'll just learn to behave in the same manner with us and with others. So,
yeah.
So number one, the first consideration should be that the way we speak with each other, to each other, should be in a polite way, in a loving way, in a caring way, showing our love and respect for each other, caring for each other's feelings and thoughts. And if there is a difference of opinion, we should try to resolve that in a very amicable way. So that is basically what should be done. Now, if there's one of them, especially the husband, who does not even take care of the respect and honor of his wife in front of his guests, then that is a very, very negative attitude. And this has to be, it has to be curtailed, it has to be stopped, it has to be somehow
solved.
And the important thing is, yes, now, the best way, step number one would be if you are going to shout back and you're going to start to fight back, then the situation is going to become worse. So the first thing is let things cool down. If both of the sides start screaming at each other, then we will have a real fight. But as we always say, clapping is not possible without two hands. If one of us is getting upset or uptight about something and we're losing our temper, the other one should keep his or her cool and remain quiet, at least. If he or she cannot say something to soothe the other person, then at least one should keep quiet and not to feel offended or not to show his. Yes, the expressions should show that we're not feeling good about it, but we should not fight back or try to give a reaction. A knee-jerk reaction would not be called for. So therefore, step number one, keep your cool. Don't let things get out of hand, especially in front of guests. And or even much better would be somehow say something in a way that makes him realize his mistake. And to, with love and care, I'm sorry if I accept your mistake, even if you've not made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he says, You bring in food for the guest and it's the salt is too much or too little. And he starts saying, oh, what the hell, how bad food you've made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, it may be bad, it may not be good. So the wife can accept that, yes, sorry, I was in a hurry or I made a mistake. I'm sorry about that. So you can cool down the situation by offering your apologies. That would certainly make the person realize that it shouldn't be continued.
All right. Well, Professor, we'll continue the discussion after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, we said that there's a father who misbehaves with a child in front of guests. You first of all said if the person is used to misbehaving with the wife, how he can tackle it or how she can actually tackle it. And now let's go back to how he can tackle the child in a better way or how this mother can behave or act there. The first thing you told us over here is that she has to maintain her cool.
Yes, she. Of course, there are two things which have to be taken care of. Number one, whether it's in front of guests or whether it is alone. In both cases, one thing is for sure, that at least the importance of the husband or the father should be kept protected by the family. I mean, the wife can play the most important role by maintaining the position and the status, as we said, as the husband or the father has the position of the head of the family. So he is the head of the family by virtue of the fact that he is the bread earner and he has to take care of the family. So that position should not be jeopardized. So that is one principle or issue that has to be kept in mind by all the family. And the best person who can do that is the wife. So whether it's a misbehavior by the husband with respect to the wife or its misbehavior by the father to the children, in front of other children, in front of other guests, or even alone. Here, the wife should not start reacting to what he is doing. Of course, there may be a situation where the husband starts hurting the child or hitting him.
Yeah.
Or giving him a spank or something. Oh, if it's just a spanking, he's telling it.
Something in a loud tone.
To the extent that it is allowed, so that's not a problem. But if he's really in anger and he has lost his temper and he has felt offended by something that the child has done, now this is a difficult situation. He is not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
He is not expected to do that. But again, if the wife starts reacting to it, that will make the situation worse. So she has to somehow, number one, maintain that honor and respect of the husband and the father, and somehow take the child out of the way of harm, and to somehow...
So if he's getting hit by father or getting slapped or something... She has to save him without...
Shield him in some way.
Without just reacting much, without...
Yes.
In a very lower tone, yes, she can actually... Yes.
She should come express. In between and say, okay, ask her child to leave the room maybe. So the situation is controlled and tells the husband, okay, and let's resolve this alone and let him be. But again, there's another issue. Yes, the losing of the temper... by the father is not justified.
But
even then, there are some things that children may do which are really bad, really evil, really wrong.
And you are actually very sensitive when it comes to guests. You want everything to be okay, everything to be nice and normal, and then kids come in and they destroy it, and then
yes.
you also lose temper. So it's a very important topic. We'll discuss more on it after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet wasallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, you were saying that if a child is being accused in the family in front of guests, especially by the father, you said that first thing, sometimes children do certain things that a father is forced to, but you said he's only authorized what is allowed. He can actually maybe actually make his tempo or voice a little louder, but not hit the child or slap a child.
Of course, and then again, the if the mother wants to intervene, so she has to be a little very careful about two things. Number one, as I said, the position and status of the father should not be hurt. Number two, it should not seem that the mother is defending his or her child regarding that offense. It may be something really wrong. It shouldn't seem that she is letting him off or trying to justify what the wrong deed he has done. No, that should also not be the case.
So here again, balance comes in between.
Yes, that's a very tricky situation. The child should not feel that I'm being shielded by and defended my mother, so I can do whatever wrong I can.
She
wanted.
Defended me.
So yeah. That is also a very difficult situation. You need to be very careful. So number one, the father should be, of course, in front of guests and such a scolding, such a
hitting the child.
It shouldn't be at all allowed. It shouldn't be, taken into consideration at all. The situation should be kept very, very cool and very in a relaxing manner. It should be taken care of. But normally, children don't do such things in front of guests. They may make a mistake. They may not be eating what they should be eating properly, or they should take care of manners, or not speaking properly, or speaking out of line where they're not supposed to say anything. They start interjecting and they start disturbing the something which they're not in a position to say. So parents can get offended and say, oh, keep out of this. No, that should not be the case. Why not let them get involved? If everybody's sitting, then let us talk about something which everyone can participate in and give the children some
space
to give their opinions. And
yeah.
That would be something which would offer you a situation where you can rectify them later on.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. The audiences, we have been discussing about the dignity and honor in relation to parent and children. And here we had a question which said that a mother said that she gets often upset when she sees her husband scolding her child in front of guests. And Professor said whether there are some men who often scold even mothers in front of guests. So Professor started with how this mother can behave as a wife, as a mother herself, and how she can actually balance things. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. In case you want to listen to our program again, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam, and you can find all our programs there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. If you had any questions, any more queries, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.